Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Berman with news and commentary for Tuesday, September 3rd. Place-based learning takes a giant step this school year with the establishment of an intensive program meant to train high school students for work in the maritime industry. The classes, free to qualifying students, will take place at the Northwest Maritime Center here in Port Townsend, now designated as a satellite campus for the West Sound Technical Skills Center. The program is open to juniors and seniors from 8 regional school districts. Although the 18 currently enrolled students hail from Port Townsend, Chimicum, and Coopville. The Port Townsend Maritime Academy is the first of its kind in the state and is steered by Kelly Watson, the Port Townsend teacher who has taught maritime theory and practice in the school district for 5 years. She told KPTZ that students will graduate with job-ready skills enough to work in an entry-level maritime industry job. These skills include vessel operations, maintenance, and safety. Students receive academic and PE credits when they complete the program. Watson said the class can accommodate about 24 students with 18 slots now filled. Paper applications are available at the participating schools, or those interested can contact Watson immediately as class starts this week. To do so, write her at kwatson@ptschools.org. The Port Townsend Marine Science Center is conducting the annual local iteration of the International Coastal Cleanup, taking place on Saturday, September 21st. Participants are instructed to register at the center's Fort Worden location before getting supplies and heading out to 5 local beaches to gather trash and debris. The center is sponsoring this event along with the Washington Coast Savers and the Ocean Conservancy. It concludes at 4 p.m., at which time volunteers transport what they have gathered back to Fort Worden for disposal. While a cooperative 4 hours collecting debris is a valuable exercise, it is only a drop in the bucket of beach pollution. So time spent gathering debris shouldn't happen just once a year. The Jefferson County Auditor's Office completed its manual recount in the Chimicum School Board race, certifying a 2-vote lead by candidate Steve Martin over his opponent Gary Frogner. The two were battling it out for second place to face former state school member Christina Mayer in the November 5th election. Local candidates laid the groundwork for their campaigns over the summer, with campaigning beginning in earnest this month. The League of Women Voters is holding 3 forums on October 1st. Port Townsend School Board and Port Townsend candidates will face the public, with City Council candidates appearing on October 10th. Both of these take place at the Port Townsend Community Center. The Chimicum School Board is the focus of an October 14th forum at the Tri-Area Community Center. All events begin at 7 p.m. The Chamber of Commerce and other service groups are expected to sponsor their own forums. KPTZ has already interviewed the candidates in these races aside from school board. To hear these interviews, go to the podcast section on kptz.org. KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for these programs, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.